Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and understanding so you can order your steps according to the Word of God so you can live your best life yet. Now, we was talking about yesterday, hey, a seed can only produce after its own kind. And with that being, because the law of seed time and harvest is a law in the kingdom of God. That's the way it is in heaven. Therefore, when God created the earth, that was the same law that operated and still operates in the earth today. God, using his own law, did this. He did what? He said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. In other words, let's take a part of us and let's create mankind just like us. What is that? He's recreating our a seed is going to come forth so that he can multiply himself in the earth. Let's find out. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says this. It says, and then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion, and let them have rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created him, male and female, he created them. What happened? God recreated after his own kind. A seed can only reproduce after its own kind. So God made a man who was just like him. So anytime man would have a son or daughter, after that, it would always come out in the same image of God. Unless something changes that image and it becomes something else, then you're talking about a different seed. Again, a seed can only produce after its own kind. And God created man to have dominion, to rule over the earth that he had made for man. You see that? Man, it's so simple, a child could do it. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.